Okay, we're up to page Lamed Aleph, Perek Revi'i, Chevra, companionship. Leos ben Chaverim, Asher She'ifa Achas Lahem. This is, again, the Sefer is written for B'nai Yeshiva, but the concepts are applicable, I believe, at any age. To be among B'nai Yeshiva who have one yearning, Chavaya Achas M'shalhevaso Sam. I guess you translate that as one experience ignites them. Ish ozil re'eu ba'avoda hayom yomis. A man helps his friend in the daily avoda. He's alluding to a pasuk that we read in actually one of our haftarahs, which in context is actually talking about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But a man helps his friend u'la'achiv yomar chazak, and to his brother he says, "Be strong." Bergoyim shel rifyon v'chalishus hadas, in moments of let's say lethargy and a lack of resolve. Zohi masas nafshu shel kol adam, befrat kol tzair. This is really the hope of every person, and especially every young person. You want to be on the team. You want people who work with you toward your common goals. Amok belivo, deep in his heart. Gam hanichnas liyeshiva mechake lechavaya chevratit me'enzo. A person who comes into yeshiva, deep in his heart, is really waiting for a social experience like this. Imki she'ifaso hikaris himakifa v'nelamizo. Even though his main yearning is broader and higher than this. That's not the whole thing. I wasn't just looking for friends, but it's part of it, and it's deeply there. V'ashifa ha'ikaris lios lamdan v'yirei shemayim, the main yearning, to be a lamdan, yirei shemayim, machricha l'chore rak ludog l'chavrusa tova. So you'd think what that really requires is just, I need a good chavrusa. I need to learn well, so I don't need a whole big group. I need a good chavrusa. And aside from that, the learner primarily, you'd think, sees just his own abilities that he has to develop. In other words, superficially, it would look like it's not about a whole big chevr, it's about my chavrusa and what I got to work on myself. But it's more than that. Ulam yeshiva einena makom l'knias yedios levad. Yeshiva is not just a place for acquiring knowledge. If I just have to gain knowledge, then I need a chavrusa and a gemara and to work on my own mind. Ki emakom shel shleimus achayim b'Torah, but a place of completion in living a life of Torah. B'yeshiva lomdim luchios. In the yeshiva we learn to live. Kemo shelomdim b'lilmo, just like we learn to learn. Uvachayim b'Torah tofeses makom nichvad chavrusam shel b'nei haTorah. And in a life of Torah, friends who are B'nai Torah, it holds a big place. In other words, it's not just about your chavrusa. What he's trying to say is if it were just about gaining knowledge, you wouldn't need a chevra. But if it's about your life, then you need chevra. As he demonstrates. Asar yechidim shiyoshim v'oskim b'Torah v'im b'neim ava v'achva. 10 people who sit together and are busy with Torah, and there isn't among them love and brotherhood. Simon who Kitarasam bilti shleima. It's an indicator that the Torah is not complete. Below aleim nemar shechina shruya beinayim, and not upon them does it say that the shechina rests on them. Bo'urei no ros divrei chazal. Come see the incredible nature of what Chazal say in Medrash and Shir Hashirim. Yosheves baganim chaverim makshivim lekolech hashmiini. It's a pasuk. Reb Nosson b'shem Reb Acha Omer. So not the name of Rav Acha said, he gives a mashal to this. The melech shekoas alavodov, king got angry at his servants, v'chovshan beveis kulin, and he incarcerated them in a beis kulin, which he says is a beis sahar, a jail. Ma asa hamelech, what did the king do? Notal kol hakatzarkatin, which he says a hasarim, he takes his officers, shalom, v'avodov, and his servants, v'halach l'shmo meha yuhain omrim. Going to listen, what are the people who he's put in prison, what are they saying? Shama shayu omrim adoneinu hamelach hu shivchenu hu chayenu. He heard them saying, our master the king, he is our praise, he is our life. Al nechaser ladanino melech l'olam. We shouldn't be lacking. I assume this is like a penitent kind of a feeling they're having. They did something wrong and they're thinking about it. We shouldn't have done that. He's our king. We shouldn't be lacking in our service to him forever. Amar lahem. So the king addresses them. Banai hagbiu kolchem. Raise your voices. Say it louder. Kidei sheyishmu chaverim shal gabechem. So that your friends who are above you, the group that I brought along, should hear you. Kach afal pisha Yisrael oskim b'malachton kol shesh yamim. Similarly, Klal Yisrael is busy with their work for 6 days. B'yom haShabbos mashkimim u'boim leveis haKnesses v'korin kriyashma v'overin lefnei ateva v'korin b'tor maftirim b'navi. I think the mashal is that in some ways we're like malachim. We're above work and material pursuits, but we're like incarcerated. I think that's the mashal, unless it just means in general. I think so. The malachim feel like we're pathetic in that way, but then on Shabbos, when we're free of all of that, and we say Shema Yisrael, and we daven, and we read in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lahem, he says to them, Bonai, my children, Agbiu Kolchem. Raise your voices, Kadesh Yishmu Chaverim, so that the friends will hear. Vein Chaverim El Malachi Asharis, and that refers to no one but the Malachim. I think here's the part that he wants. Yeah? That they need confirmation. No, they need confirmation that we're worthy.
And
no, I don't think so. No, I think it's to raise the esteem of the incarcerated. In Midrashim, the Malachim are always critical of man, of Klal Yisrael, right? The whole idea of the struggle. Why would you give the Torah to people who are going to defile it or aren't going to keep it? And then response, because that's exactly it. They're the ones who struggle with it. The Malachim don't get that because they don't have the Yitzhahara. So yeah, you know, Ma'enosh Kisiz Karen, all these midrashim about, you know, why man? Why would you give the Torah to man? When Moshe Rabbeinu goes to get the Torah, they don't want to let us have it, and we have to defend why. So it's a similar thing, I believe. So like, show the malachim that you're worthy. I have my cabinet here that's advising me, and they're speaking against you, Klal Yisrael. Show them that you're worthy. But look how it continues. Utnu daitchem shelo tisnu zezev, lo tekanu zezev, lo secharcharu zemzev. And pay attention that you shouldn't have hatred one to another, and not have jealousy one to another. Secharcharu, tacharus is like competition. I'm not sure exactly what it means, but again, something negative in their interactions. This means anger, like chara, I'm not sure. V'lo tevayshu zelaza, don't embarrass one another. Shelo yomru malachi asharas lefanav. So the malachim shouldn't say before Hashem, ribono shalom, Torah shena satel, ham Yisrael, inan oskimbo. The Torah that you gave to Klal Yisrael, they're not busy with it. Vare eva v'kinev v'sinev v'tachrus b'neim. Behold, they have hatred, jealousy, excessive competition, let's say. V'atem tekaimu asa b'shalom. Rather, you should fulfill it with peace. Actually, the Olam Hamidos quoted this Medrash too. Maybe he saw it here. But to make this point.
V'hine had... Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu telling them that you guys don't have Eitzahara, right?
Right. So, but we're supposed to. Yeah, but we have to live up to beating the Yetzirah. But what's interesting is that last line. Hine advarim no roim shim yesh midos roos bein oskim batora nikra zeh shein oskim batora. There's bad midos among those who are osek batora. It's called the not osek. The wording of the Medrash is look, the malachim will say, look, they don't do Torah. We would have attributed to a group like this, here people, they study Torah, they work at it, they learn it, but there's bad midos, so we'd say it's shalol l'shma. They study Torah, but not l'shma. V'ilu chazal barur milalu. But chazal spoke it clearly, they articulated it clearly, unequivocally. De'ein zenikra esek b'Torah klal. It's called not being osek b'Torah. Ki b'mokim she'oskim b'Torah b'hechreach. Etapchim midos tovos v'shalom b'neim. In a place where your toil and Torah necessarily, I think etapach is like to develop, like to moisten, I think. But midos tovos and peace should grow among them. And if it's lacking, it means something is lacking. So he's going to say that chevra is not just, it's nice to have friends, they're a good influence. There's something more profound about it. And we'll continue tomorrow.